वेरी निश्चिंत प्रभु ही शुड कम. You should also be nearby. Oh. You know that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he preached his whole mission in whole world in couple of years. But how? Miraculously, by his books, he translated and he wrote so many books and distributed. All the girls and boys inspired by him, they used to go to airports, they used to go to seaport, they used to go to restaurants and colleges here and there.
Colleges,
everywhere, on the street, on the market, everywhere, shop to shop, and to do Nagar Sankirtan and book distribution. If there was no book distribution, not so fast preaching in whole world. So, due to this, he preached his mission. Everyone knew very easy books, very authentic books, Srimad Bhagavat and all very easy books like Easy Journey to Other Planets and so many, Upadesh Amrit, Nectar of, and other books he wrote. Myself also doing like so. I have written about 100 and more than that books and coming more authentic books also. Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal in Mani, Bhujat Bhagavatamritam, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and others, he has, what he has given in, he has kept for me, remnants kept for me, he has kept. So I want that my all little girls, daughters, sons, or the disciples of Srila Prabhupada also should help in this, so that our mission should be as it was in the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. We have some plans for this. And Nishant Prabhu and Radhakant Prabhu will speak about this. Then my class will.
There's some very exciting developments in book distribution over the last year that we wanted to announce. I encourage all the devotees to take part more and more in the transcendental Sankirtan Yajna of book distribution. One of the things that Gurudev has encouraged is that, unlike in the early days when the devotees would not necessarily read so much or understand the book so much, but do massive amounts of book distribution and themselves becoming somewhat weak in so much contact with non-devotees and so forth. He wants us to understand these books. He wants us to read these books, to study these books, to practice, and to also preach at the same time.
Not so, only distribute it, but practice and read themselves and know the essence of all these books and to distribute them.
One of the things we're doing in the Bay Area is we have a weekly meeting. We're studying Jiva Dharma every week. We take a chapter every week and study it very thoroughly. And I know some other devotees are doing this. It's very enlivening to get together and study the books chapter by chapter, page by page, point by point, and become enlivened in them. And then when we go to distribute, when we go to explain, we know something, and we have some realization. So I'd like to encourage all the devotees to please try this. You can start your own study group, go through Upadeshamrita, Shikshastakam, Jaya Dharma especially, and read the books together in your sangha, and so many things come out, and so many good points come out. Also, Jaga Mahaprabhu in the LA Temple is doing a very wonderful job in distributing many books. Thank you. A lot of street sankirtan, a lot of old-fashioned street distribution. They're doing very good volume. Also in New Zealand, Bhaktisar Maharaj and Aranya Maharaj and other devotees, there's a team of about 7 men and 6 women. And Sajjan Maharaj, who are traveling all over with festivals, New Age festivals and other ways, on the street doing Harinam, distributing books, very, very large quantities of books. So that's also very enlivening. Costa Rica also.
In Spanish
books. Arivo! We recently donated a large pallet of books to a prison program where Gurudev's books are going to about 80 different prisoners around the country, so they're also reading Gurudev's books. Vishwambar Prabhu, I'd like to introduce him. If you could stand up 1 second. He is acting as a coordinator of book distribution, helping me in the GVP. We have the warehouse in Northern California. The books go all over the world. So he's been in communication with all the regional distributors, doing accounting, doing a lot of emails and encouraging. And he's also distributing books to his friends.
Follow his mother.
His family, his mother, his brother, his sister, everyone. And he said a very good...
Thank you.
So...
Actually, by Badger, we're going to come up with a program to involve the whole Sangha in book distribution. The whole Sangha. An easy way for everybody to be involved in book distribution, to share with your friends and family in a genuine way.
Also, there will be a new online bookstore, which is something in line with
the one thing. I want that you should note down who is the greatest book distributor, and we should give some prize to them.
But that's you, Srila Gurudev.
That also distribute.
So there'll be a new internet site also, bhaktistore.com, which is being developed, and there are some very exciting plans which are going to be revealed, how all the devotees can be involved in book distribution through that internet site, and that will be revealing later. We've established a network of regional distributors around the world, and these are devotees who have taken responsibility to warehouse at least 2 cases of all of Srila Gurudev's titles that are available, plus many of Srila Prabhupada's books also.
All the original,
Writings of Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Book, Krishna Reservoir of Pleasure, etc. So we encourage you to please contact your local regional distributor. They're in the back of all the books. To get books at a very low cost, we're talking about practically right next to the printing cost, you can take some books, you can distribute to your friends, to your family, and this way help a very important mission. I know Srila Gurudev works very hard translating, writing every day, as did Srila Prabhupada and all of our Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, to establish Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta in this world through publications. So the way that we can assist them is to do our small part and take some of these books and distribute them ourselves. So that's what we need right now, basically, is more help, because there is a large stockpile of books. There's more books coming out all the time. And if everybody would just take an effort to distribute a few books, so many books would be distributed. Also in Hawaii here, it's very badly needed one person to be the regional distributor.
I got him.
All right, great. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Nandasya Kanjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Kamena Kazma Shri Gurvangama.
There are a few other programs that I just thought I'd mention because I saw them on your list. Nrihari Prabhu and Baba Charini have started a program of placing Bhagavad Gitas in all the hotel rooms in Hawaii. Ramesh was in the hotel, and he opened the drawer, and there is Bhagavad Gita. Also, there's a very ecstatic story. Upananda Prabhu has been distributing to some of the New Age bookstores, and he sold to the Bodhi Tree some Jiva Dharmas. One person went into this Bodhi Tree, and he was looking, in the Krishna Conscious section, a new line of books. They're used to the old, just the BBT books. So he's like, what's this? And he sees Jiva Dharma, and he recognizes Bhaktivinoda Thakur's picture from the BBT books. And he goes, I got to read this. So he read the book. He called Jagmohan the next day. Jagmohan told him to come down. And now he's Srila Gurudev's initiated disciple. Gaur Mohan, and he lives in Los Angeles. So he actually comes to the festivals and everything. He's in Los Angeles. He has a regular job and everything like that. So it's for anybody. He still has a regular job. We gotta get them while they still have money in their pockets. And then I also wanted to announce, Srila Gurudev regularly says, you join him and you become a homeless beggar. And it's quite funny because after a while you kind of feel like that. You may not have no money, but somehow or another you still have money for the books. So we also wanted to let all the devotees know Gurudev is working practically day and night to produce these books of the highest quality, the highest nectar. So I just wanted to show you the last two we did. If you've been at the book table, you see Prabandavali and Upadeshamrita. We also have some signed and numbered copies. Thank you, Srila Gurudev. And for the record, I've been... regularly, I know what's coming out because I have to go and get print quotes for it. So I've already been asked to quote a batch of 6 new books coming out, and then 2 more mass distribution titles coming out, which should be ready by this summer, Badger Festival. I don't think they've
given Way of Love.
The Way of Love.
And The Undiscovered Self.
And then there's a real exciting development, especially for me, because every time I see Srila Gurudev, even though he's so merciful to me, he only has really one question for me. Where is Braj Mandala Parikrama? The coffee table book. So we have one devotee here who... small. Raghunath Das Prabhu has engaged a photographer all over Braj Mandala Parikrama, and we are working to come out with either one book or an entire series of books of Braj Mandala Parikrama. So you'll get a book, Shishi Radhakund and Shamakund, Govardhan, Vrindavan, coming out, So these are in the works. You want a small one too? Rajanat wants a small one, so we got to make Rajanat. So we would just like to encourage the devotees to stop by the book table. It's the last couple of days of the festival, and I always have a rule. I do not bring any books back. So I need you to come to the book table. Let's make a deal. We're working on that. That's supposed to be a surprise. So we have met, Gurudev is working so hard. So many books are coming out. There'll be so many more by Badger. Big coffee table books coming. And then, of course, we're all waiting anxiously for Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto. And when I heard that Guru Gurudev was going to do it, for many, many years, I could never understand why did Srila Prabhupada leave and not finish the 10th canto. He promised us he would finish the 10th canto. And now I realize he saved it for Srila Gurudev. Primo! So stop by the book table. Book distribution key.
Namashastam manumapi sachi putra matra swarupam Rupam tasya brajuripurim maturim ghostvatim Radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhvasam Prapto jasya prathit kripayasi gurum samnakushmi Bancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhu bhayivacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo Namo mahapadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya Namne gauratise Gurave gaurachandraya Radhikaya itadave Krishnaya Krishna bhaktaya Tadabhaktayanam Yanprajantamanupetamapetakrityam Dvaipayano virahakataryajuha Putreti tanmaitaya sarvobhinedu Tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanatusam tavai vasmi najivami tvayabina Iti bigay radhe tamne maam charan. My heart fell in obeisance at the lotus feet of my Guru Padpad Maam Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Aung Vishnu Par Srimad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Now, I want that you should come on the point that I left yesterday. What? Oh, he has told about that. No need to. He has told, I should finish anyhow I want to finish. And it is very, very long. So he has, Madhava Maharaj has told about Advaita Acharya. He only brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so soon. It may be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have come, or in the last of Kali Yuga. But Chaitanya Advaita Acharya called him very soon and he came in the beginning of Kali Yuga. And also he played a very good role in Sankirtan everywhere, inspired devotee so much in Navadvip and everywhere in the world. He went to Vrindavan, he went to Mithila, he met with Vidyapati and all others. He was too aged person. He was oldest person in all at that time. So we bow down to his lotus feet and he should inspire us in Krishna Bhakti. I've told about Hanuman, he was Premi Bhakti. He wanted to embrace Ram, but could not. He wanted to give sweetest things his remnants, but he could not do. Because he knew that Ramchandra is himself Supreme Lord. So he never did like so. Whereas Pandavas are called Prem Par Bhakta, most superlative degree. They are actually not servant. Oh, they are also servant and also like father mother of Krishna, like Yudhishthira Maharaj was, like Laukik Bandhuvat. Laukik Bandhuvat means
bosom friend.
Intimate.
Like worldly friend.
Like worldly father, mother, friend, and most beloved. Deva Sakha. You know? That once Arjuna was going anywhere with Krishna, and Krishna told that to bring some water, and he went to the river to bring water, and there he saw a very big monkey, and this monkey was Hanuman. Then Hanuman asked, "Who are you?" "I am servant of Sri Ramachandra." Then Arjun told, Ram was not so strong and not archer, good archer.
Archer?
I am more powerful than him. He made a full bridge on ocean. Oh, by the help of monkey, he could not do himself. If I was at that time, I would have made a bridge of arrows, very concrete and very, very
strong.
But Hanuman told, that bridge cannot take the load of my one finger's weight. Then, I'm doing. And then at once, in a moment, Arjuna took his bow and arrow and constructed a bridge over that river. Very, very strong. Now Hanuman was thinking, really, this is very strong bridge. What to do? At once, he jumped up Himalaya and he became very bigger size. And his
four pairs.
He bended from my
big
mountains. And in his hand he took big mountain like
Mount Everest.
And he returned back. Then Arjun became very worried. What to do? Then he began to chant Krishna, "Oh Krishna, save me, otherwise all will laugh upon me.
Keep my prestige."
That this is the question of my prestige. And Hanuman, he was praying Ram. "Oh Ram Prabhu, Siyavar Ramachandra ki jai." So, "You should keep my prestige. This is the
matter of prestige.
For you. I have no prestige, but for you." except me. And both were praying. Then Hanuman gave one step on the bridge, but nothing was done. Oh, it was saved. Then Hanuman thought that why? And then he took his
another step.
But at once he saw that blood was coming.
Underneath the bridge.
In the river. Then he jumped up and looked up. He saw that Ram has given his
back to support
the bridge. And at once Arjun also saw that Krishna has given his back
to support
the bridge. In this way, only one Krishna, he became Ram and he became Krishna and saved both. Then Krishna told to Hanuman, oh, in the form of Ram, that I am going to be Krishna and a big battle will take place. I will be the charioteer of his chariot and you should come with me on his flag. And when needed, you should disarm the enemy's arrow. Understand?
Divert the arrows that are coming.
If any dangerous
situation
and any arrow is coming, you should give the chariot underground. And after that you should pull out. Sometimes you should roar and they should be
fearful.
Their aim will be gone. Like he did at the time of Karna and Bhishma, Pitama and others. So you will have to serve my friend Arjun. Like I am serving. I am giving message to the horses of the chariot of Arjun. I am driving his
chariot.
I am serving him. So you will have to serve. So Arjun, Bhim, Yudhishthira, all are Sakha of Krishna. Yudhishthira has so many relations and he is called Haridas Varja.
Haridas.
With family, whole family, mother and all are serving Krishna. So we should be like Pandavas. Not this. You know that the battle of Mahabharata, Krishna saved many times Arjun. Even he had to adopt so many tricks. There are so many lots of stories in Mahabharata. And once Arjun went to Dwarka and he saw the sister of Baladev Prabhu and Krishna, Subhadra. She was teenager, very beautiful, very qualified, and he was attracted. In the same time, Subhadra was also attracted to Arjun because he was like Krishna. Very qualified. In archery, Krishna is telling that I am himself Arjun in archery. And he has so many qualities. So she was attracted. But Baladev Prabhu did not want it that Subhadra should be married to Arjun. Subhadra, should be married to my disciple Duryodhan. He liked Duryodhan. So he wanted. But no one has dared to tell Baldev that change your decision. And you should also support the marriage of Arjun and Subhadra. But anyone, Devaki, Vasudev, even they used to fear me to Baldev. Then he decided a date for marriage with Duryodhan. But it was against the will of the whole Yadav dynasty. At that time, Arjun did a click with Krishna, and Arjun became sannyasi like us, without any garment and anything, with danda, three danda, and he came to Dwarka. Anyone could not recognize him except Krishna. And he, out of the city, Dwarka city, on the bank of ocean, he began to take samadhi. Samadhi, you know?
Trance
and chant, remembering. All Dwarkapur Vasi, they were attracted to new sannyasi. And they used to come in line to see this new sannyasi. Very powerful, very attractive, very beautiful. So all began to come. Baldev Prabhu also came. And he did pranam to sannyasi. He could not recognize. Then Arjun told, my blessings to you. Kalyanam bhava. Kalyanam bhavatu. Like this. And then he went. Then he sent also Subhadra, go and take benediction from new sannyasi. And Krishna has arranged everything. She went on chariot where this new sannyasi was. And he did pranam. She did pranam too. At once, a chariot was there by the click of Krishna. And at once, that sannyasi with a danda he sat down on the chariot. And he took the hands of Subhadra Devi and he pulled her on the chariot and gave the rein of horses in the hands of Subhadra, and Subhadra was
driving
the chariot and Krishna was Arjun was fighting. Then at once Baldev Prabhu took his mushal and hall and mushal and to plow and
club
to kill Arjun. He knew that he is Arjun. And then he ran after him with his whole army. Then Krishna told, where you are going? I'm going to return back my sister and to kill Arjun. Why? What offense he has done? You have did in past same offense. Like when I went to Rukmini, you were the most fighter and commander-in-chief of my whole army. I was doing against the will of Rukmini and all others. And when Shambh went to Duryodhan house Hastinapur, he was very attracted to the daughter of Duryodhan and he wanted to marry with her, but Duryodhan did not like. So anyhow he also took forcibly that girl of Duryodhan and he was coming, but Bhisham Pitama and all other Karna Durshasan, all charioteers, big, they fought and they captured. Then Baldev Prabhu with
Uddhav
went there, Hastinapur. Oh, why you are doing so? You should return back, otherwise I will pull on my plow whole Hastinapur and I will sink in Jamuna. And then he took his
plow.
Them all were sinking. And then they brought
Lakshmana
and Sambha and they presented with so many presentations. You have done like so. So why you are doing so? You are saying that Arjuna is not kidnapping, but Subhadra is kidnapping to Arjuna. Oh, you have concealed everything to me. Now I knew. All you want that she should be married with Arjuna. Oh yes, Arjuna, come on. And Krishna told that now they are married. If you will kill Arjuna, then your sister will be widow. Don't do like so. Better you should invite Arjuna and give marriage properly. And then Arjuna was called and so how near and dear Arjuna. Though the Pandavas, Mother Kunti, and you know about Draupadi, how I told any story here about Draupadi, Bhisham Pitama, that how he saved Pandavas by giving benediction to Draupadi. So, Krishna is servant, Krishna is friend, Krishna is father of Pandava. But one thing, their rati goes to prem, sneh, somewhat shadow of Anurag, not to Anurag. But the friends of Braja, like Dam, Sridam, Madhumangal and others, oh, their friendship goes up to the stage of prem of Anurag and especially Sridam and Madhumangal and Subhan. It's reached to the Mahabhav somewhat and other. So Pandavas, love and affection in the stage of prem, sneh, and somewhat shadow of Anurag, not Anurag. So they are very high class of devotees. They can control Krishna, Draupadi, Kunti Mata, and others. But there is something like it. What? They cannot be sent to Braja. They cannot. They are not qualified to go to Braja. But there is one qualified person in whole Dwarka and Hastinapur. Who is he? Uddhav can be sent. Krishna saw when he left Braja, always weeping in the separation of Gopi. And Brajavasi father, mother, Nanda and Yashoda. For friends, for Govardhan, for Jamuna, always feeling so much separation pain, birah, and weeping. Even you can see in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it will come very soon, that Krishna pillow and bed are wetted with
tears.
Sometimes he becomes famous. Sometimes pulling the bell of Rukmini and Satyabhama, O Radhike, why you are angry with me? Please be merciful. O Nanda Baba, O cows, calves, O Giriraj Govardhan, Oh, my friends, where you are? Like this. So you should know the heart of Krishna. In Braja, all the gopis and Brajavasi are feeling separation. But there are millions of gopis, millions of Brajavasi. They try to console each other by dividing their separation mood. Understand?
Sharing.
Huh?
By sharing.
By sharing. If there is a flood, the river
distribute water
everywhere. So, gopis are distributing each other by speaking and consoling, like Lalita Vishakha are consoling to
Radhika.
Radhika is not in sense, but Lalita Vishakha in sense. Oh, Krishna will come. When he will come? Oh, he is in your heart, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. In my heart? Oh. Stopped. You know the history of the separation of gopis. They become mad, Dibyonmad. You know Dibyonmad? Out of madness life, Dibyonmad. They weep bitterly and sometimes become angry and they see that Krishna is here in the form of cloud or tamal vriksh and they quarrel with him. And abuse. Any black person is they are seeing, even a
bumblebee,
and they are quarreling and, oh, what, chastising. We cannot be with Krishna, very big cheater. For him, we have become straight beggar, and thus weeping so much. Anyhow, they are sharing their separation note to each other. Because there are millions of Brajavasis. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, there are so many neighbors who can console them. So they are saying, but who is with Krishna in Dwarka and Mathura who can console Krishna? They don't know the heart of Krishna. How he was in Braja, how the Brajavasis were serving. So, Krishna is only weeping with melting hearts, always burning in the fire separation. None was there to console Krishna, only weeping himself. So here, the fire separation of Krishna was alone he was, no one to
console him.
Console him. So he told, he thought that I soon said, I cannot go there. There are so many regions. It will be long history if I will tell the region. So I cannot return back now to Braja. So I should send Uddhav. He will go in the school and college of gopis. And there he will be admitted. And there he should learn and study what is love. Though prem in Sanskrit language or dhai akshar,
two and a half
letters, prem. But whole world, Krishna, gopis and everyone can sink in this love and affection of this world. So, he should go there. And he told, weeping, oh Uddhav, when he returned back from his Guru Griha, Sandipini, and then Krishna was weeping bitterly. He saw Braja, that cows are dying, calves are dying, peacocks no singing, dancing, cuckoos no singing, oh deers, not taking grass. All the Brajavasi has become like blind. Nanda Baba blind. Mother Yashoda only a skeleton. It is very hard. to save Braja. So gopis are calling Krishna. What? Oh Krishna. Hey Brajanath. Brajanath Pinashana. Samudhara Govinda Gokul Bird. Oh Krishna, you are Gokul, life of the Gokul. You should come at once. All the Gokul and the all the lives of Gokul are sinking in separation mode. We will die if you are not coming. Come and save us, like this. So Krishna did not want his Saint Uddhav. Oh Saint Uddhav, you should go there. One Kirtan, Krishna Das, like this.
पाल करेंगे
एरो का मित्र सेपरेशन है एरो का मुख्य कीर्तन है ओ उरा गायत्री
उदो मंडो लगे ना शांति ना
हाँ हाँ देर इच अदर कॉपीज एंड ब्रजवासी weeping and consoling. Oh, now Braj is same, but we are not happy in this pressure. All are dying in this separation mood. And all gopis are weeping and singing by this scene. যার যতটুকু আছে
ও মন রো লাগে না সখিরি মেরো শ্যাম বিনা মন রো লাগে না ও মন রো লাগে না বিনা বিনা শ্যাম বিনা মন রো লাগে না ও মন রো লাগে না সখিরি মেরো श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना ओ मन रो लागे ना सखी श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना हाँ श्याम बिना रे घन श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना श्याम बिना रे घन श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना हो मन रो लागे ना सखीरी मेरो श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना हो मन रो लागे ना सखीरी मेरो श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना सुनी सुनी लागे सारी बजे की नगरी लागे सारी ब्रज की नगरी गुंज गली नी सुनी श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना गुंज गली नी सुनी श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना ओ मन रो लागे ना सखीरी मेरो श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना भरन जब जाओ रे जमुना पे पनिया भरन जब जाओ रे जमुना पे पनघट सुन लागे श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना पनघट सुन लागे श्याम बिना मन रो लागे ना Shama Bina Mama श्याम बिना रे घन श्याम बिना मन रो लगे ना श्याम बिना रे घन श्याम बिना मन रो लगे ना ओ मन रो लगे ना सखीरी मेरो श्याम बिना मन रो लगे ना ओ मन रो लगे ना सखीरी मेरो श्याम बिना मन रो लगे ना
What is the meaning?
So, when Krishna went Mathura and Dwarka from Braj, all gopis, they are feeling so much separation mood and lamenting so much, like you have heard from Gurudev, that gopis are sharing their separation mood each other. So one gopi is telling to others, Mando lagena ghana sam bina. O Sakhi, our mind is not fixed in any household job. Why not? Because our life and soul, Samsundar is not here. He was like our soulmate. If you have no soul, you have no life here in your body, then your body is useless. In the same way, Krishna's life or whole Braj. So now he is not in Braj, so everything like cipher. And gopis are telling another gopis to others, Listen, when you are going anywhere, like we are going to Jamunaji to fill up our pitcher with water, when you used to go, then the Panghat means gopis and Krishna, as before when Krishna was in Braj, the promise we shall meet here in this particular place. When they used to go, Krishna used to meet with them, but now no one is there. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explained, once on gopis going to fetch water in the Jamuna, and gopis was alone, and Krishna came and checked her. Then gopis told, don't disturb me. My mother-in-law, sister-in-law, father-in-law, all are waiting for me to water, don't disturb, let me go as soon as possible. Krishna not allowed to go her. Then gopi told, if you not let me go, then I shall give up my life. Then why? Krishna told, oh, no need to you give up life, I shall give up life for you. What is meaning? So Rupa Goswami Pada explained in Ujjal Nilmani. We have told one after another book is coming. So one name of water is life. So life means jivan. So gopi want to give up his life. Krishna is meaning that gopi want to give up the water from his pitcher. So Krishna told, oh, no need to you have to do so much effort. I can throw the water from your pitcher and meet and can joke with you. So gopis are telling, Krishna is to ridicule so many ways. So now the Panghat is like cipher, no Ghanasam is there. So we are feeling so much separation. And Gopa Balaks of Tarap Rahe Hain, all the Sakhas, they are lamenting so much. They used to go for cow grazing, neither cows are going, nor the calves are going. So why? They are looking towards Krishna's way. That Krishna went this way. So all Sakhas and others. When he will come back. Even Sridham promised, unless until Krishna will not come back, I will not come back to Braj. So he was weeping so bitterly. He came to Sridham Bhat near Bhandirvan. Whoever attend Brajamandal Parikrama, they can see Sridham Bhaiya still there. When Mahaprabhu came, then Sridham understood he is Krishna, then Mahaprabhu embraced him, then his separation mood subside. Though Sakhas and others' separation mood is not so high like gopis, and gopis, they like mad, sometimes they became faint, so none one was there to console them properly. Still they are separating their mood, sharing their mood each other, but for Krishna, no one is there to share his separation for gopis. So Krishna, Uddhava is sent by Krishna to Braj. What he saw there, now Guru will explain. Hare Krishna.
Now, from our play,
they should be ready out players. I think that in 10 minutes they should begin their drama play. So Krishna is weeping, taking the hands of Uddhava. Gachchu Uddhava Vrajam Swamme. Oh, Uddhava, you should go to Vraja. And pacify my father, mother, especially Gopi, whose life and soul I am. Anyhow, they are keeping their lives only to waiting me, my return. Otherwise they will. Because I have told them that I am coming very soon, after 2 or 3 days. So they believe in Krishna world. So they are weeping. Uddhava went there. But he was not admitted in his school of gopis. He failed in test. But he went to school. He did pranam to the teachers and professors. Who was the principal? Radhika was principal. And who were professors? Lalita Vishakha. Who were teachers? Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari and others. And he did, and he saw their condition, all burning in virag,
separation
mode. And when he returned back to Krishna, and he began to chastise Krishna, you must go there, otherwise all the cubs and cows and gopis and gopis and Brajbasi will die. I could not be admitted in that school. I have come only to take you to Braja. So I will thus explain all these things tomorrow. Today you should know that Uddhava is Atur Premi. Prematur Bhakta. Prematur means? Prematur means mad in prem. Prematur?
Yes.
What meaning? Prematur? Mad after prem. It may be somewhat. And gopis, they are not any kind of verb. They are himself, Krishna. Not other than
Krishna.
Heart of Krishna. They are eternal associates of Braja, of Krishna. There is no separation. But in this Bhavam Vrindavan, Bhavam means this?
Proper Vrindavan.
Oh, they are feeling like this. And this is momentary. We don't want separation, that Krishna and Radhika and gopis and Krishna should feel separation. Do we want?
Last year you discussed.
I discussed. From Tatastha.
Neutral point.
Neutral position. It is seen that Virahi is so highest. But as a Prajvasi drishtikon.
Vision of
Prajvasi. Anyone does not want that there should be separation between Brajvasi and Brajvasi should die. Do you want? So those separation mood is very high for whom? Those who are neutral. But those who are Brajvasi really, or those who want to be Brajvasi, to follow Brajvasi, we never want that there should be separation. For a moment with Radhika and Krishna. Because this is our goal, to be the Dasi, maid servant of Radhika. Any maid servant like Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari.
Why not? Because our life and soul, Samsundar is not here. He was like our soulmate. If you have no soul, you have no life here in your body, then your body is useless. In the same way, Krishna's life or whole Braj. So now he is not in Braj, so everything like cipher. And gopis are telling another gopis to others, listen, when you are going anywhere, like we are going to Jamunaji to fill up our pitcher with water, when you used to go, then the Panghat means gopis and Krishna, as before Krishna was in Braj, they promised we shall meet here in this particular place. When they used to go, Krishna used to meet with them, but now no one is there. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explained, once on gopis went to fetch water in the Jamuna, then gopis was alone and Krishna came and checked her. Then gopis told, don't disturb me. My mother-in-law, sister-in-law, father-in-law, all are waiting for me to water. Don't disturb. Let me go as soon as possible. Krishna not allowed to go her. Then Gopi told, if you not let me go, then I shall give up my life. Then why? Krishna told, oh, no need to you give up life. I shall give up life for you. What is meaning? So Rupa Goswami Pada explained it with Ujjal Nilmani. We have told one after another book is coming. So one name of water is life. So life means jivan. So gopi want to give up his life. Krishna is meaning that gopi want to give up the water from his pitcher. So Krishna told, oh, no need to have to do so much effort. I can throw the water from your pitcher and meet and can joke with you. So gopis are telling, Krishna is to ridicule so many ways. So now the Panghat is like cipher, no Ghanasam is there. So he has feeling so much separation. And Gopa Balaks of Tadap Rahe Hain, all the Sakhas, they are lamenting so much. They used to go for cow grazing, neither cows are going, nor the calves are going. So why? They are looking towards Krishna's way. That Krishna went this way. So all Sakhas and others. When he will come back. Even Sridham promised, unless until Krishna will not come back, I will not come back to Braj. So he was weeping so bitterly. He came to Sridham Bhat near Bhandirvan. Whoever attend Brajamandal Parikrama, they can see Sridham Bhaiya still there. When Mahaprabhu came, then Sridham understood he is Krishna, then Mahaprabhu embraced him. Then his separation mood subsided. Though Sakhas and others' separation mood is not so high like gopis. And gopis, they like mad. Sometimes they became faint. So none one was there to console them properly. Still they are separating their mood, sharing their mood each other. But for Krishna, no one is there to share his separation for gopis. So Krishna, Uddhav is sent by Krishna to Braj. What he saw there, now Gurudev will explain. Hare Krishna.
Now, from our play, there should be ready all players. I think that in 10 minutes they should begin their drama play. So, Krishna is weeping, taking the hands of Uddhav. Gatsu Uddhav Vrajam Swamle. Oh, Uddhav, you should go to Vraja and pacify my father, mother, especially Gopi, whose life and soul I am. Anyhow, they are keeping their lives only to waiting me, my return. Otherwise they will. Because I have told them that I am coming very soon, after 2 or 3 days. So they believe in Krishna word. So they are weeping. Uddhav went there. But he was not admitted in his court of gopis. He failed in test. But he went to school He did pranam to the teachers and professors. Who was the principal? Radhika was principal. And who were professors? Lalita Vishakha. Who were teachers? Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari and others. And he did, and he saw their condition, all burning in viraha.
Separation
mode. And when he returned back to Krishna, and he began to chastise Krishna. You must go there, otherwise all the cubs and cows and gopis and gopis and Brajbasi will die. I could not be admitted in that school. I have come only to take you to Braja. So I will thus explain all these things tomorrow. Today you should know that Uddhava is Prem Atur Premi. Prematur Bhakta. Prematur means? Prematur means mad in Prem. Prematur?
Yeah.
What meaning? Prematur? Mad after Prem. It may be somewhat. And gopis? They are not any kind of verb. They are himself, Krishna. Not other than Krishna. Heart of Krishna. They are eternal associates of Braja of Krishna. There is no separation. But in this Bhav Vrindavan. Bhav means this. Oh, they are feeling like this. And this is momentary. We don't want separation, that Krishna and Radhika and gopis and Krishna should feel separation. Do we want?
Last year you discussed.
I discussed. From Tatastha.
Neutral point.
Neutral position. It is seen that Virahi is so highest. But as a Prajavasi drishtikon,
vision of
Brajavasi. Anyone does not want that there should be separation between Brajavasi and Brajavasi should die. Do we want? So those suppression mood is very high for whom? Those who are neutral. But those who are Brajavasi really, or those who want to be Brajavasi, to follow Brajavasi. We never want that there should be separation for a moment with Radhika and Krishna. Because this is our goal, to be the Dasi, maid servant of Radhika. Any maid servant like Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari.